Hey everybody, do you know what today is? Of course you do. Today is April 1st, April Fool's Day. My question for you, has anybody played a joke on you yet today? If not, then just wait, or you need some new friends because your friends are boring. But anyway, April Fool's. When was the first ever April Fool's joke, do you think? When do you think the first April Fool's hoax was ever pulled? Have you ever thought about it? I submit to you that it must have been April 1st in approximately the year 6 or 7,000 BC. It was not really a joke at all. It was a mean, horrible, and malicious attack. I'm talking about the very first April Fool's Day in history. This sad event is recorded in Genesis chapter 3. The first ever April Fool's hoax was pulled on Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden by the father of the foolish, by Satan himself. On that April Fool's Day, foolishness, and we'll call that sin, first entered the world, marring God's perfect creation, and mankind has been falling for the same old April Fool's hoax ever since. What is a fool? Webster's dictionary defines the word fool in this way. It says, one who is destitute of reason or the common power of understanding, an idiot. Some persons are born fools and are called natural fools. Others may be fools by some injury done to the brain. Number two, in common language, a person who is somewhat deficient in intellect, but not an idiot, or a person who acts absurdly. One who does not exercise his reason, one who pursues a course contrary to the dictates of wisdom. In Scripture, fool is often used for a wicked and depraved person, one who acts contrary to sound wisdom in his moral deportments, one who follows his own inclinations, one who prefers trifling and temporary pleasures over the service of God and eternal happiness. And so again, that's from the Webster's Dictionary from 1828. The Bible defines a fool in this way. In Proverbs 1:7, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Therefore, a fool is one who does not fear God and who despises his wisdom and his instruction. That is exactly what Satan was able to tempt Adam and Eve to do. Remember that God had told Adam and Eve, he said, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." That's Genesis 2:16 and 17. A proper fear or reverential awe of God should have kept Adam and Eve from ever approaching that particular tree. Yet they listened to Satan's lie. Remember, Satan said, "Ye shall not surely die," in Genesis 3:4. And they fell for his sick joke. Again, Satan said, "For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." And so that was the temptation, that was the lie, that you will know these things, that you will be like God, and that you will not die. Now, their foolishness opened the door for more foolishness to follow. And we have all at one time or another fallen for Satan's April Fool's hoax. Romans 5:12 tells us, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Now, we can thank God that there is a remedy for that mistake, to escape the eternal consequences of the horrendous April Fool's hoax perpetuated by the devil. Romans 5:15 says, "For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God, and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many." Verses 18 and 19 goes on to say, "Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. And so don't fall for the same old April Fool's hoax. It has not changed in thousands of years. Though it has many guises and variations, it remains essentially the same. Satan knows that if he can get you first to lose your respect and awe of God, then he can cause you to despise God's wisdom and instruction, which ultimately results in sin, which ultimately results in spiritual death. And so don't fall into his trap. Avoid being entangled in his web of lies and deceit. Flee temptation and run from its presence. Follow Solomon's advice. Ecclesiastes 12:13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Don't be an April Fool. It's not a laughing matter.